Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Many people in the U.S. territory of Guam still have no power, no clean water, internet, or cell phone service more than a week after Typhoon Maiwar made landfall. The super typhoon hit the tiny Pacific island with the force of a Category 4 hurricane. That's the strongest storm to hit Guam in two decades. We have Jefferson Cronin on the line. He's morning host at member station KPRG, Guam's lone public radio station. Welcome back, Jefferson.
Great to be with you.
You spoke to us the morning after the historic typhoon hit, 140 mile per hour winds, torrential rain. Remind us how you and others rode it out that Wednesday night.
Well, you know that we are a small island, and all we have to do is sort of ride it out. That's what everybody does. And we also have a significant population that is living in substandard housing, and they're the ones, of course, that have the most problem during the typhoon. But for the most part, there's no choice. You find the safest place, and then you just stay there and wait it out.
Mm. For the persons in Guam who were hit the hardest, how have these 10, 11 days been to, say, get drinking water, to put food on the table?
Yeah, that's a big issue. We have a lot of people without power, including me, but that's much easier to deal with than the lack of water. Especially after a few days, it's very difficult. We do have programs, our local village mayors and everything, they do everything they can to be able to give out water, food as well, and of course, any kind of aid that we can possibly render. FEMA is here. They've always been great, and they have pre-positioned a lot of assets here. But there's still a lot of people who fall through the cracks, and we have a significant sort of have and have not situation here. So that underserved population is the one who suffers the most.
Jefferson, have you been able to get around to visit some of these, the have-nots, as you describe them? How do those families get through the day?
You know, it's very, very tough because a lot of them, you know, their housing situation has been destroyed and they're living in the debris. There's no place for them to go. And it's toughest for them, but also often it's a cultural situation, too, where they're not in the system or in connecting to services as quickly as they might. There is really a significant attitude of we take care of ourselves, we take care of each other.
Jefferson, without internet or not much internet, does that mean a lot of transactions can happen, say people to use credit cards at the grocery stores?
Yeah, that's right. The, you know, debit cards, credit cards, there's a lot of cash only for things like gasoline, groceries and all that, but a lot of the ATMs don't work. So, you know, it's sort of that a vicious cycle.
Thankfully, this is what I'm reading. There were no reported fatalities or significant kind of large building collapses. If that is the case, is it perhaps that Guam is somewhat prepared because it has to for these storms?
Yeah. I mean, our building codes are such that, you know, if you want to put up a building on Guam, it better withstand 200 mile an hour winds. So houses here are all concrete from the ground to the roof. You have to be able to withstand these high winds. And of course, we also get earthquakes. We had one just today. So.
Wow.
It's never a dull moment.
Yeah. So as far as a lot of these essential services coming back, I'm reading water and power may not be largely restored for another 3 to 4 weeks or so. And it's hot there. I mean, can most people last another maybe month before these services come back?
We don't have any choice. So yes, of course. I was through a storm here 20-so years ago where we didn't have power restored for 3 months, didn't have water for 6 weeks. I mean, so it's been 2 weeks now since we've had power. But part of the problem is that in my neighborhood, the surrounding neighborhoods are all powered and ours is not. That kind of works on you mentally a little bit. you sort of have to be prepared for that. And it's just like, we got through today, now it's time to get through tomorrow.
Jefferson, before we let you go, do you have an anecdote, something you've seen the last kind of week plus that you want to share with us as far as what you've seen?
Well, yes, of course. Part of the way in which we deal with this, of course, is sense of humor. And the idea going around for a T-shirt that ought to be produced is make love, not Maywar.
You have to laugh or else you cry.
Yeah, that's part of the strategy, right?
Yeah. We're talking to Jefferson Cronin, morning host at member station KPRG in Guam. Jefferson, take care of yourself and those around you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Scott.